Parsha, we encounter perhaps the pasuk which most personifies and explains the secret of the Jewish success in the world. The pasuk, chapter 1, verse 12, reads, "V'chasher ya'anu oto," and when the Egyptians would afflict the Jews, the Israelites, "chen yirbe v'chen yifrotz." They would get greater and do better. The Jewish people just thrived off of that pain. Ve'yakutsu mipnei bnei Yisrael. And they were disgusted because of the Jewish people. As much as our enemies tried to hurt us, we grew stronger and stronger. And Rav Jonathan Sacks believes not only is this the most important verse for the Jewish people, it's really the most important verse for all of our lives, to take the hard times, to take the crises, and to make them opportunities for growth. The Jewish people are experiencing one of the worst tragedies one could ever imagine. Their children are being thrown into the river. The entire people is being enslaved and genocided. But as much as our enemies tried to fight against us, we grew stronger and stronger. That is the secret to the Jewish survival. Not only do we survive, but we thrive off of those crises. And Rav Jonathan Sacks shares that this is actually his own personal story. In his book, Celebrating Life, he tells a few stories which show that he's not just giving a drasha, but this is his own personal life. The first story, which really moved me, he was on his honeymoon with his wife, and he was in a certain beautiful ocean or water. I think it was in Switzerland, something like that. And Rav Sacks actually doesn't swim. And somehow he was, walking in the water, enjoying himself, and he missed a step and he fell over and he was stuck drowning in the water, screaming out, "Can someone help him? Help him!" And he called five times and he didn't speak Italian. No one was near him. And he was basically ready to give up when, just before the end, some random guy swooped in and saved his life. He actually never met the man who saved his life. And if Sacks says that was a turning point in his life, the rest of his life, he never struggles with not taking life for granted because he just thinks back for that moment when he realized that all of life really is a gift. And every single day that he lived, and he really knew how to make, as we know, every single day so productive, he knew it was a gift because of that crisis that he experienced that day on by the riverbank. And my wife and I were actually discussing this. We wonder if his insane productivity at the end of his life maybe was fueled by the fact that he may have known his days were numbered with the cancer, which ultimately so terribly took his life. Who knows if that was one of the things that was driving him to be so unbelievably productive. Another story that Rabbi Sacks shares about his own life, so vulnerably actually, in his book, Celebrating Life, is that there was a time in his life when he was really, really down, very, very sad. I think in other books he mentioned it may have had to do with some mistakes he made in the political realm, and a lot of people were criticizing him, and he was really down on himself. And a friend gave him a ton of literature about how to get himself out of that situation, and he read all the works about realizing that it's not what happens to us, but our interpretation of what happens to us, our brain, how we think about things, which actually interprets our reaction. And he started understanding that if people were criticizing him, either it was productive criticism, which constructive criticism, which he could use as a growth opportunity, or it was baseless criticism, in which case it was their problem and not his. And what he started doing is writing day all the good news, all the good things, all the good memories in his life. And whenever he was down, he would go alone and breathe and think back about all those good times in his life, and helped him get back in a good mood. And he ended up using that advice to help other people who were down and help pick him up. And I remember reading in some of his books how he would give marriage advice, that a great advice is that husband and wife should have a little box where they each write good things about each other. And whenever there's a down time, they just read that little box and it helps picks up their relationship. So this is the story of Rabbi Sacks's life. And this, of course, is the story of the Jewish people. Every single time when we had a hard situation in life, in the Jewish people, it only led to our greatest successes. Take, for example, the Talmud, the Mishnah, one of the greatest written works ever. It was written basically right after the destruction of the Second Temple by Jews who were poor, essentially in the bunkers. This amazing literary work. Take the Spanish Inquisition. Well, that led to the productivity of the Arizal, Tzvat, all the Kabbalists. Take Hasidus. Well, that came from Ashkenazi Jews being oppressed in Europe. And take, of course, the Holocaust, which led to the founding of the State of Israel, the biggest affirmation of Jewish life in hundreds and hundreds of years. We, the Jewish people, know how to take hard situations and make great things out of it. And I think that's also the story of the State of Israel. We're surrounded by enemies. We have so much terrible terrorism. And yet, we have so much creativity, so much technological prowess, so much moral prowess. And it's not a coincidence. We take our skills that we learn from dealing, be it in the army or just be it in our souls, from these hard times, and we use it as opportunities for growth. The truth is, Rabbi Sacks comes, this all goes all the way back to the story of Israel, the birth of Israel, when the angel is fighting the Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov battles and battles and battles. At the end of the day, although he's injured, although he's hurt by the angel, he asks for a blessing in Genesis chapter 26. He asks for a bracha, making the curse into a blessing. And so the idea is that this is the essence of the Jewish people. The next time we have a mashber, we have a crisis. Well, what's the Hebrew word mashber also mean? It means a birthing stool. It means an opportunity for growth. And Hashem should bless us to take those crises in our life, not let it go to waste, and use it as an opportunity for true growth with Hashem's help. Have a beautiful day.